Today is Giving Tuesday, and a number of breweries around the region are joining a nationwide effort to raise money for victims of the Camp Fire in Northern California. More than 800 breweries around the nation are making the exact same beer recipe and donating the proceeds. The fundraiser was launched by the Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, which was in the path of the devastating wildfire. David Summerstein reports.
When Sierra Nevada's owner Ken Grossman talks, brewers listen. Chris Erickson owns the Lake Placid Brew Pub and Big Slide Brewery, both in Lake Placid.
I don't think it's too much of a stretch to say that without Ken Grossman and his beer and his efforts, the craft beer industry would not be what it is today.
Sierra Nevada was just a few miles away from the massive campfire that destroyed much of the town of Paradise and neighboring communities. The company posted photos on Facebook from the brewery roof in early November.
And you could see the smoke. And no, I think you could actually see the flames in the background. And we thought, oh my God, that's a horrible thing going on for them.
So Ken Grossman sent out a sort of bat signal to the brewing community. Sierra Nevada announced a special beer, Resilience Butte County Proud IPA, to raise money to help the communities recover. And it published the recipe for other breweries to follow. So today, on Giving Tuesday, more than 500 breweries nationwide will begin brewing that same beer, including Lake Placid and Big Slide. Erickson says he feels for the fire victims living in the heart of the wild Adirondacks.
You know, we're in the middle of 6 million acres, and who knows what would ever happen in here, and hopefully never will. But we thought it would be a nice thing for us to come to the bat signal that we got from Sierra Nevada to try to help out the people over there.
Beer fans, here's what you need to know. The IPA has Cascade and Centennial hops with 6.7% alcohol and 70 IBUs. Erickson says Resilience IPA will be on tap in Lake Placid shortly before Christmas. All proceeds will go to the Campfire Relief Fund. In Canton, I'm David Summerstein for WRVO News.